Continuing talking about TFC for the moment, they get a big win over Chicago, 3-0 yesterday. Mike Leach joins us, soccer reporter from 680 News. Mike, thanks for joining us. We had Greg Vanney, Jose Altidore's post-game comments. Now this team has won 4 in a row. They're starting to be more dominant, looking more like TFC should have looked. Have they finally turned the corner here, Mike?
Yeah, certainly in the second half last night, they certainly looked like the 2017 TFC had reappeared. And, you know, it's just in time, because as we get into the stretch drive of the season, they're now 6 points out of a playoff spot. I wouldn't rule them out from being able to get above the red line. The schedule is tough from here, but, you know, certainly this team with guys like Jose Altidore, Victor Vasquez and Chris Mavinga coming back into the lineup, they certainly look like they've turned the corner.
Which has certainly got to be an exciting development. Now, what's happened, Mike? You know, we talked so many times throughout the course of the season with this team, and they were taking so long to get into gear, and what was wrong, and there was a hangover after the start of the year and everything they accomplished last season, but they just seem to have hit their stride, as you said, perhaps just in time. What's been different, not just last game, but in the last 4 games, to get the optimism now that, hey, listen, playoff spot is still there for the taking?
Well, I think, you know, and we've talked so much about injuries and the emotional impact and fatigue with this team up until now. I really felt that the second half of last week's game in Chicago, and let's take the Ottawa games out of it, because you're playing a lower league side in a domestic championship. It's a completely different thing. In MLS play, though, the last 2 games against Chicago, a team that TFC is chasing, as one of those teams ahead of them in the race for the final playoff spots, they looked for the first time like they weren't tired. They weren't chasing the game. It didn't look like they were running in quicksand. And that's a big thing. Getting those players that, as I mentioned, you know, Altidore, Vasquez, Mavinga, those players back into the lineup, it makes things for players like Sebastian Jovinko. He's looked like a new man over the last couple of weeks. He's not carrying around a couple of center backs for 90 minutes every single game. And that makes a huge difference. It's not just getting those guys back in the lineup in terms of what they can do, you know, creatively creating offense and scoring goals, as we saw Altidore scoring the opener last night. It's opening things up for guys like Jovinko and Osorio to have a little bit more freedom and a little bit more space to operate. That takes TFC from being somewhat pedestrian, particularly in attack, to being, you know, very dynamic and a serious threat.
Well, you mentioned attack, Mike, and of those 4 wins, 3 of them have been clean sheets as well. Clearly that this team's defensive game is in fine form as well, and we saw that last year. Sometimes, though, you know, the best defense is a great offense, and they continue to demonstrate that in a lot of different ways, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for the second half last night, definitely. They had Chicago on their heels throughout the entire second half, and as you say, if you can maintain possession and have the other team in a defensive mindset, there's obviously not a lot going forward for Chicago. I really felt that Alex Bono was largely untested. I'm just looking at the stats here. He made 3 saves last night. And TFC created 20 shots. Of those 20 shots, Sebastian Jovinko was responsible for 10. So, yeah, certainly, you help yourself defensively by holding on to possession of the ball, which TFC did for 60% of the game, and not allowing a team like Chicago, who has some serious offensive threats and guys like Nemanja Nikolic. When you don't allow them the ball, you're obviously setting yourself up, and you're not going to allow yourself to be scored on.
Well, and they've done a real good job of that. Mike Leach is with us from 680 News, soccer reporter. TFC, 3-0 win over Chicago. I'm Roger Lajoie, Sportsnet Today on the Sportsnet Radio Network. So Atlanta United FC coming up next on the schedule. far and away the top end of the Eastern Conference, where TFC found themselves last year. There's a big gap in the point differential this year, but is there really that big a gap between these two teams, given the way TFC has been playing lately, Michael?
Well, it's tough to say. I mean, you look at what Atlanta United has done this year, and you know they're poised to take a run at TFC's point record that was set last year. Right now, I would say that they are definitely the class of the Eastern Conference. I was speaking, though, to a colleague last night after the game and just sort of wondering aloud what it's going to be like for TFC to face a team that wants to play, that wants to go and win the game, that wants to be on the front foot offensively, with TFC getting its players back and starting to look like it's rounding into form. I would give TFC a puncher's chance. Now, it's an away game in a tough environment. I don't know whether they win that game, but they've got a chance to get a draw out of that game, but they're going to have to find a way. But definitely, you know, we talk about the defensive aspect of TFC's game improving over the last few weeks. Trying to shut down a guy like Joseph Martinez is going to be a major, major ask for particularly Chris Mavinga and that backline group. That is not going to be an easy game. And the next two games for TFC, and not to take the shine off of the two wins against Chicago, the Fire aren't a very good team. They are a team that TFC has to chase down in terms of getting to the playoffs. But the two teams that they'll face next in Atlanta and then home to New York City FC are a completely different thing. And we saw TFC play in New York City a few weeks ago, and it didn't go well. They looked really, really poor. Now, again, a lot of players missing from the lineup for that game. These two games are going to be really, really tough for TFC. If they can get anything out of them, it will certainly buoy them going ahead through the rest of August and into the remainder of the season, as they try to chase down that sixth and final playoff spot.
Yeah, that's indeed the goal right now. We'll see if they can do it, and definitely getting closer as time goes on. Mike, I got to ask you a little bit about what Alphonso Davies is doing with the Vancouver Whitecaps. What a great story that is. He's such an exciting young talent, and what a great boost for the MLS, and what an opportunity for him, of course, going to Munich next year.
Yeah, I mean, he announced that that move to Munich last night with a pair of goals against Minnesota United. So, yeah, I mean, you've got to remember, this is a 17-year-old kid. This is a high schooler who's barely gotten his driver's license, and he is now poised to make the move to one of the biggest clubs in the world. It's, you know, for Major League Soccer, the transfer fee alone is a great thing. It's a huge infusion of cash into the league and into the Whitecaps to reinvest in their academies and bring more young players like that. Davies is a player who has come up and played all of his professional soccer in Canada. It's going to be a big move for him. You know, certainly he's going to be dealing not only with a big jump from MLS to the Bundesliga with Bayern Munich. I'm not sure that he's going to play with Bayern right away. He might be loaned out to start his time with Bayern Munich. But it's going to be a jump, and there's a culture shock there, going to a completely different language and all of those things. Certainly, you know, it's an exciting time right now for him and for the Caps and for MLS. Time will tell how well this works out, and certainly if you're a Canadian national team fan, you hope that it works out very well and that he continues to develop and get better, and that will help our national team as we begin on the journey to World Cup 2022. I know 18 in Russia just ended, but qualifying for 22 is not that far away.
No, indeed, and that's with the future, especially when a player that young can get you excited about. We got a couple of minutes left. What about TFC's injury status as they head into this crucial run? Mike, are they going to be as healthy as they've ever been at some point in this season, especially as we get down to the last handful of games that could be decision makers here?
Yeah, you know, and I was talking to a couple of people last night about this. They looked fresh last night, and they do have a couple of guys, Drew Moore being one, who is still not ready to come back, but should be ready to re-enter the team in the next few weeks. With the infusion of guys who have been out, particularly Altidore, who was out long-term, and really Mavinga as well, having been out in and out of the lineup throughout the season and really hasn't gotten into a run of games, that infusion, you're getting fresh players back into a lineup. And other teams that you're facing haven't had the same injury concerns. And those teams now are starting to maybe wear down as we get into the dog days of summer, into the grind of the season. With those guys coming back, there's so many players out early on in the season for TFC, and they're now starting to be reintroduced into the lineup. It's almost like they go back, they're able to reset to an early season mode where they have fresh legs and can maybe find a way to leapfrog a couple of teams here just based on the fact that, A, they're a very quality team. They're a better team than where they sit in the standings. And we've talked about all of the circumstances involved in why they are where they are. If they can get guys back and have a healthy side, I heard last night that last night was the first time since opening day against Columbus that they had all four of the big players, Bradley, Jovinko, Altidore, and Vasquez, on the field at the same time. That's huge. When you can put any sport in there, you take the four of the top players and have them rotating out of the lineup at any given time throughout over half of the season, your results are going to be affected by that. And certainly we've seen it with TFC this season. If they can keep those guys back in the lineup, and that's a big if, as they go through the stretch run, don't be surprised if they can't pull off a good 5-6-7 game run of results. As far as looking at the playoffs, one of the teams they're chasing is Montreal. It's sitting in the 5 or 6 spot, 6 points ahead of TFC. You look back at the standings 2 months ago, Montreal was behind TFC. And they went on a good run of games. They did lose last night to Atlanta at home. But that's what a good run of results can do for you. All of a sudden, you go from mired around the bottom of the table to definitely in that playoff hunt. And that's where TFC has to get to. So they're definitely going to be looking to reel off a good segment of games here.
Need to indeed. Playoffs still in the cards, perhaps, for TFC, thanks to their terrific performance recently. Mike Leach, soccer reporter, 680 News, joining us to chat about a big 3-0 win over Chicago yesterday. Mike, great to have you on the show. Thanks.
Thanks very much, Roger.